Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
this is the fourth Dr. Jazz program of five that features some musicians who suffered tragic ends to their careers. After a long career as a jazz drummer and band leader, Ben Pollack retired and bought a nightclub in Palm Springs, California. The club had serious financial problems and Pollack hung himself in the bathroom of his home in 1971. In 1929, the Ben Pollack Orchestra did True Blue Lou. Bass player Jaco Pastorius was with the jazz fusion band Weather Report for 6 years. He had serious drug and alcohol problems, which led to mental problems and erratic behavior, which ended his career. In 1987, Pastorius was severely beaten by a bouncer at a club in Florida, and he died 9 days later. Here's Weather Report in 1980 doing Night Passage. Guitarist Eddie Lang left the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1930 and went to Hollywood with his friend Bing Crosby. Lang suffered from throat problems and had a poor singing voice, so he elected to have a routine tonsillectomy, but he died on the operating table. He was only 30. So you'll hear Eddie Lang play Eddie's Twister in 1927.
And forgave him, Lou, Lou, Lou. He got a break and went away to get a new start. But poor kid, she never got a break except the one way down in her heart. Maybe somewhere in heaven above, there's a reward for that kind of love. Angels will blame her, they too will name her, Lou, Lou, Lou.
Thank you.
We are exploring sad stories on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Singer Eddie Jefferson was walking out of a club in Detroit when he was shot and killed in 1979. A disgruntled dancer, whom Jefferson had fired from a gig, was arrested, tried, and acquitted. Here's Jefferson on a vocalise he composed on Miles Davis's So What in 1961. Bass player Doug Watkins was killed in a car accident while driving to California for a gig in 1962. Watkins recorded Solnick on the cello in 1960 with a quintet, including Yusef Lateef on oboe. Trumpeter and swing band leader Randy Brooks died from smoke inhalation from a house fire in 1967 at age 48. The Randy Brooks Orchestra recorded Cloud Nine in 1945.
Al Davis walked off the stage.
So what?
Soon as his solo was over.
So what?
Oh yes, he did leave the stage.
So what?
Clean out of sight now.
So what?
Coltrane, he walked off the stage.
So what?
That's what you folks are all saying.
So what?
Oh yes, he did leave the stage.
So what?
And that's a fact now.
So what?
They felt they had to rehearse.
Backstage.
Although we know they are masters.
That's right.
They get a real mellow sound.
So smooth.
And you will have to admit it.
Uh-huh.
But yes, they both left the stage.
So what?
Soon as their solos were over.
So what?
And if you can't figure out
their groove,
I'd like to hip you. Well, my friends, now about Miles Davis, I never know why some people always try to find some fault of this man and his horn. And when they go to wherever he is playing, they seem to go to see whether he is going to tend to business. Spap bop boo ba doo ba doo ba doo 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 dee bap siddly boo bop shoo wop. He never walks around a place and speak to all of the folks he don't know. I wouldn't either. And neither would you, friends. But I know he is friendly. I do.
The rest of us, we do.
Oh, yes. We dig his beautiful soul and we love him and his blue horn. And here's another thing now. About the clothes he wear, I'm sure his style is in the future. He's so cool, the fit of his clothes is perfect. Just like the way he plays, he's not afraid of being different. And he has one most pose in this modern jazz. He and Gillespie are kings. Miles and his group are breaking records, yeah, because they sure do swing. Miles Davis walked off the stage.
So what?
That's what the folks are all saying.
So what?
Oh yes, he did leave the stage.
So what?
Soon as his solo was over.
So what?
Coltrane, he sneaked off the stage.
So what?
That's what you folks are all saying.
So what?
Oh yes, they both left the stage.
So what?
Clean out of sight now.
So what?
They felt they had to rehearse.
Backstage.
Although we know they are masters.
That's right.
They get a real groovy sound.
So smooth.
And you will have to admit it.
Uh-huh.
But yes, they both left the stage.
So what?
Soon as their solos were over.
So what?
And if you couldn't figure out
their groove,
well, I have hipped you. Oh, yes, they both left the stage.
So what?
Thank you.
We are looking at suicides, murders, accidental deaths, overdoses, etc. on this Dr. Jazz Hour. One of the best early trumpet players in jazz was Bix Beiderbecke, and while a member of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1931, he drank himself to death at age 28. Beiderbecke recorded Riverboat Shuffle with Frankie Trumbauer in 1927. Trumpeter Woody Shaw was in poor health, nearly blind, and a heroin addict in 1989 when he was struck by a subway car in New York City. He died on life support a month later at age 44. Here's Woody Shaw with Dat Dare with a quintet in 1987. Trumpeter and swing band leader Ziggy Elman was an alcoholic, had a heart attack that ended his career in 1956, went to work for a car dealership, suffered a nervous breakdown, and died bankrupt at age 54. The Ziggy Elman Orchestra recorded Zaggin' with Zig in 1947. Thank you. This last set of tragic ends to musicians' lives on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with saxophonist Chu Berry, who was a member of Cab Calloway's band in 1941. The band was driving in several cars to a gig in Canada when Berry's car crashed into a bridge and he was killed at age 33. You'll hear Chu with a septet he led in 1941 on Blowin' Up a Breeze. Bass player Ben Tucker was driving a golf cart when he was struck by a car and killed in 2013 at age 82. With Grant Green in 1961, you'll hear Tucker on Alone Together. Our last tragic tale of the day is pianist Bud Powell, who suffered a severe beating by white railroad policemen in Philadelphia in 1945. He suffered serious head trauma, which led to mental problems from which Powell never recovered. His recordings were made between hospitalizations. He died in 1966 from alcoholism, malnutrition, and tuberculosis at age 41. You'll hear the Bud Powell Trio in 1958 doing John's Abbey.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.